Israel's Labor Party held elections for a new leader this week. This was supposed to mark a revival for the left-center party, which has been reeling ever since former Prime Minister Ehud Barak's crushing defeat early this year. But election results are on hold amid mutual allegations of ballot box stuffing and fraud. The whole affair has only deepened Labor's crisis and left many wondering what will become of Israel's founding political movement. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports from Jerusalem.
No official winners to be declared until the courts rule on the fraud charges, but the ballots have been counted. Dovish Parliament Speaker Avraham Borg is ahead by just over 1,000 votes, a near-even split that reflects the party's deep divisions. At a rally last night, Berg unilaterally claimed victory over the more hawkish Benjamin Ben-Eliezer, current defense minister in Israel's coalition government. Like a football coach trying to pep up a losing team, Berg told supporters, "From this deep crisis, the Labor Party will return to the values of justice, equality, and peace." It sounded like wishful thinking to many. One Israeli newspaper reporter who covered the speech wrote that the Labor Party seemed to be marching steadily toward an abyss of infighting and partisanship. Political analyst Shlomo Avineri says a big part of the problem is that Labor has zealously identified itself with the Oslo peace process for the better part of the past decade.
Once the peace process has collapsed, and it has collapsed after Camp David, the party was left without a program. It couldn't really fall back on its social and economic policies because it hasn't really developed any in the last few years.
Nearly a year of conflict with the Palestinians has swung Israeli public opinion sharply right, and with it, apparently, much of the Labor Party. Labor is the largest partner in the ruling coalition of Likud Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. As defense minister, Labor's Ben-Eliezer has helped shape policy, not question it. Yet his party's role in government remains controversial. Die-hard left-wingers accuse it of selling its soul. The possible party leader-to-be, Avraham Borg, initially opposed joining the coalition, and this week vowed to fight Labor's assimilation into the Likud. Political analyst Yaron Israhi says Borg could present a greater challenge to Sharon's hard line.
His resources, his youth, and his ambition seem to be to add up to a greater potential for leadership than the gray political operator who is right now Israel's Defense Minister Ben-Eliezer.
Yet the policies of Defense Minister Ben-Eliezer and Prime Minister Sharon remain popular. More than half of Israelis say they're pleased with Sharon's handling of security affairs, according to a respected newspaper poll out today. Labor's new leader will find it all the more difficult to confront Sharon, given the questions of legitimacy surrounding this week's vote. Chemi Shalev of Ma'ariv newspaper says the Labor Party is in its worst condition since the creation of the state. The party that produced such political giants as David Ben-Gurion and Golda Meir is now directionless. But Shalev says this fact cannot be separated from the country's larger crisis with the Palestinians.
I don't think it's very easy to say right now what public opinion believes in altogether, what sort of a solution. And so this whole mess with labor is part of the general confusion, I think, among the Israeli public about where the country should go from here. And I don't think that the country knows right now where it's going, and therefore it's very hard to predict how labor will fit into that whole picture.
For the short term, Israel's Labor Party may simply be out of the picture. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Jerusalem.